Hey there, today's blog, Submissive Male Flavors, was inspired by a recent request at Enchantrix Empire, where I asked for suggestions on topics for this blog. I had a few conversations with respondents, including a conversation I had with Dragon, a devoted submissive and fellow EE member. He suggested, as well as others, a blog about the submissive male and levels of submissiveness. When asked to define levels, because the way they put it, it kind of reminded me of the seven levels of hell, their definition was geared more towards type, or as what I refer to as flavors. So here's a look at some of those flavors. It's not meant as an all-inclusive list by any means, so don't get all butthurt if your flavor isn't here. You may comment on yours, and I may consider it for another blog. The fantasy submissive male. I get it. Your fantasies revolve around submitting to a beautiful dominant woman. But even that simple concept of submission is chock full of variants. Some may heavily rely on BDSM scenes of paddling, floggers, and ball gags to feel submissive in the fantasy. I know some of you love to foot worship. Kneeling and kissing my feet makes you feel all weak and powerless. Another common theme is coerced feminization. Probably is one of the most popular. But regardless of the scene, the fantasy of your submission is where it's at and where you need to stay. Hey, that's great. Let's play. Talk with me, let me in your mind, and we'll create, or hell, submit to me and I'll create a dandy fantasy for us both to enjoy. Now for you, fantasy submissive male, you need to stay in fantasy. Any step towards reality, to your khaki-covered life, is terrifying and ruins the fantasy. Again, that's fine. Let's play. Others, they want to add a twist to that fantasy. Taste the forbidden fruit. Performing tasks is important for your feelings of submission. You find both the idea of submitting to a dominant woman in fantasy hot on one level, but also serving her by completing tasks or assignments gives you that extra submissive thrill. Now here is where the humiliation aspect really comes into play. Regardless if you're a panty boy, cocksucker, or stroker slut, there are tasks that are inherently ramped up the possibility of someone, a stranger, coming to the realization of what your most intimate of sexual fantasies are all about. Opening yourself up for possible ridicule and or repulsion by another is both anxiety-producing, humiliating, and that's right, for you, it's arousing. Most of us are used to being vulnerable to our most intimate of partners, but who of you is up for asking naughty things at the bookstore? Which one of you would love to go on a submissive task and maybe call 5 different mistresses in 5 days for 10 minutes for the express purpose of confessing and exposing your pervertedness? As far as the submissive male lifestyle, those who have taken fantasy to reality and have been able to acquire a female-led relationship in their lives have a yet a different perspective on what it means to be a submissive male. Some relationships, the bedroom play is dom and sub in nature. From an easily to imagine female-led bedroom where her orgasms are paramount and his orgasms are as they are granted, to more intense BDSM scenes. But out of the bedroom, the couple conform to, more or less, stereotypical female-male roles, or should I say, present themselves as a mainstream couple, versus a dom and sub couple. The submissive flavors. Now, I've gone and rambled on with a subject that we could probably spend eons looking at and examining. I barely touch the surface regarding the power exchange relationships. I guess that means only one thing. You have to call me and discuss this subject matter further. I know you'd love to, and I would love to hear from you. So until then, Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975, Intelligent Phone Fantasy.